In today's gospel, we see our Lord going along the road on a journey, and a man came running up to him and threw himself at the Lord's feet. There's something amazing at the sight of this rich young aristocrat falling at the feet of Jesus, a penniless prophet from Nazareth. The man is honest and upright, one who has observed the commandments from his youth, but he realizes there's still something missing in his life. Our Lord recognized his goodness and loved him. The detailed description of the man's goodness is important to show that even the righteous find it difficult to respond to the radical demands of discipleship. The man could not renounce his riches, even if it meant filling a void in his life, even if it meant following our Lord's call, giving his all to others, and advancing the kingdom of Almighty God. The Lord did not say wealth is bad, but he's claiming that wealth can be a diversion from the real goal of life, a hindrance to the entrance into the reign of God. The power and security that wealth can provide can obscure the need to trust in God. Our Lord admits this is a very hard saying. While those who wish to inherit eternal life are bound by the commandments, only the divine grace of God will enable them to enter into the reign of God. While we must have moral integrity, we must rely completely on God. The rich man had many possessions, but he didn't want to give those possessions up. So he refused the Lord's offer to become his disciple and follow him. Follow the Lord of life. The gospel confronts us with the need to make choices in life. Choices for Almighty God. We're also reminded that no significant choice is without a price. However, if we make the right choices, we are assured we'll be richly rewarded. Our Lord tells us, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age and eternal life in the age to come." One of the mysteries of faith is the incomprehensible generosity of God. God demands much, but he gives so much more. We all want to be happy in this life. We all want to make the kind of choices that open the doors of possibility and guarantee success. Everyone wants security and well-being. We do not know where the doors lead all the time. Sometimes we don't know how to even open the doors of opportunities. We need wisdom to do that. To choose one option is to give up something or relinquish the options that are also there. This is not an easy thing to do, especially when the options have some desirable features to all of the options presented to us. We select one job or a career, and we therefore close on the opportunities other jobs may offer. To do the will of God in our life, we need wisdom and discernment. In Jesus, we encounter wisdom, the living, effective word of Almighty God. As we hear in St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, God's word is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates and divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the reflections and thoughts of the heart. He does that with the rich man today. And as he did to the rich man, he looks on us lovingly. It's that loving gaze that's a personal invitation to give up everything and follow him. God made us in his image and likeness. He gave us talents and he gave us gifts. And he has a plan for each of our lives. This including selecting the right vocation for our life here on earth, our faith journey here on earth. What is God calling you to do with your life? Most of us will be or have been called to the sacrament of matrimony. Some are called to a single life. Others called to the priesthood, maybe the diaconate, consecrated life. It is God who is calling you. Calling you to the vocation he wants you to live. God made you and me. He knows us very intimately. He desires our well-being to be with Him in eternity. It's supremely important to discern His will for us, for our lives. This takes much prayer, much meditation to listen to discern God's will for you. You will know His will when you feel a deep peace within you, when you're drawn to a particular vocation. We must realize that today's world is noisy, a busy place, very difficult to quiet ourselves and immerse ourselves in prayer and meditation. Today's technology that can be helpful could also distract us in our whole waking lives. It's never been more important to take time each day to quiet ourselves and put ourselves in the presence of God. He wants to hear from us. He wants to know how we're doing, how our day is going, what our troubles are, how He can help with our burdens. He wants that quiet time with us. He wants that prayerful time with us. In the quiet of our hearts, we can hear Him and discern His will. He knows us, and He calls us to follow Him. While Christ's physical journey on earth may be over, we're nonetheless led by His Holy Spirit. In our modern day, probably the most admirable way to approach our Lord and kneel before Him is to go to Eucharistic adoration. Or if the Blessed Sacrament is not exposed, simply kneel before the tabernacle. Christ is the answer of all answers as to how to inherit eternal life. He wants that intimacy with us. The great Fulton J. Sheen spent 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament, the 50 years of his priesthood. And it totally changed his life. Probably one of the greatest communicators of our age. He sought that wisdom and discernment from his God in the Blessed Sacrament. Those who feel called to the priesthood need to take this possible invitation of God very, very seriously. St. John Bosco once said that the Lord calls 1 in 6 men to the priesthood. With the allure of the world and the recent sexual abuse scandals, I fear many will ignore the call to this vocation. My fervent prayer is this doesn't happen. I pray that those called will respond to such call for ordination. Each vocation is precious and important. Remember, God will not be outdone in generosity. Further, responding to God's call to the vocation He's chosen for you will again bring that deep peace in your life, that peace the world just cannot give. Each vocation has a cost, to be sure. Being a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ has a great cost. But what could compare to doing the precious will of God and gaining eternal life in heaven? St. Paul said, "The eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, what great things await you who love God, keep His commandments, and do His will." What then are the possessions that keep us from giving ourselves totally to God? What are we clinging to? Material things? Comfort zones? Relationships? What will it take for us to live fully for Christ's sake and for the sake of the gospel? Let us pray then for the wisdom to know our true vocation from Almighty God. May our vocation let us live fully for Christ and His gospel. May God guide you to the vocation He has chosen for you from all eternity.